Hello and welcome to episode 33 of Four Beers, No Fears. This is your host, Tommy. And you guys, what did you think of that? We've been working on it all evening. We actually did sound checks. We brought in, you know, we brought in others.
Producer.
Yeah, we brought in other people, producers.
Yep.
It just ended up working with just the two of us.
Yeah.
All right, guys, quick rundown for the night. We're going to be talking about food.
As we do.
On the street, I've been known as Tommy Too Thick. I don't know where that came from, but it's my OnlyFans name, Tommy Too Thick. Check me out. I'm only 92 cents a month, so it's seriously a bargain. Yeah. All I do is I order chicken wings and eat them fully clothed, but some people, it does it for them.
If you pay $5 a month, he'll do it in his underwear.
If you do five,
just his socks.
$5 a month, full socks, Speedo, $400 a month, I will wear a hat. All right. So like I said, food, that's bar 3-2-1 for the night. We are going to do a little bit of a beer talk about Busch Light. It's just a good beer. I don't think we talk about it enough.
It's the nectar of the gods.
But first, we are doing our shots of the night. Every now and then when I need to get rid of bottles, I like to make a little thing called potions. And these are the cool little bottles. I let Jordan pick the potion tonight. The bottle says Sin, but it's really apple pucker and citrus vodka. Jordan, if you would pour the potions. Ooh, spooky. Ooh, it's still frosty. It's not that bad. The green's not horrible.
Okay, ooh. But there's so many better options.
Ooh, but Jordan, it's electric green. It's a potion. Ooh.
It is electric green. I'll give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it looks like a color.
A Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, it doesn't taste bad. Cheers to No Fears or Fears. It ages like a fine wine.
It's not bad, but...
It's not bad. I got to put my potion cap back on already.
It's a cork, so you know it's fancy.
Yeah, it was a pre-mixed cocktail that I took the label off of and scrubbed all the glue off of it. And now it's a potion. All right, and then beer of the night, the one, the only... Busch Light! And you guys know it. It's like 4.1, 96 calories, 2 or 3 carbs. And let me tell you, it's refreshing. It's delicious. It starts my morning off right.
It's the best beer there ever was, there ever will be.
I don't know about that, but I like to put it in a pint glass. Jordan makes fun of me.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but.
Not a pint glass beer.
I remember last week telling you guys my car search was over.
Alas.
Alas, I'm not buying a car this summer. But before I get into that story, Jordan, let's hear what your Ford Focus did this week. That doesn't make sense.
Well, it just kind of started spitting and sputtering when it's just sitting at idle. Didn't do it today, though. Today it ran great. I don't know why. Yesterday it was, like, weird. I couldn't even stop at a stoplight without giving it gas to keep it from dying. Today it was just fine.
And it's weird because you have a what year?
14.
He has a 14 Ford. I have a 17 Ford. I have a lot more miles on mine. I have 122,000 miles on my truck. But
I would also be interested to see how many hours you have on that truck.
Lots. So like, oh, hundreds. There's a meter. It's thousands of hours.
Yeah.
Because I idle a lot in sites and lots. But when Jordan's felt it, when you come to a stop in my truck, it sputters hard and sometimes kills. Always starts back up.
Yeah.
First book of the night. But yeah, it just kills. I don't know if it's a Ford part that's.
There's a recall on mine that I need to take it in for.
I wonder if there's a recall on mine.
Possible. You can look it up through the bin number.
My F1 Liddy. I'm ready to shoot that into an F1 curb.
Yeah.
Get an F1 refund and get an F1 Chevrolet. But here's the car story for you. So yeah, I told you guys last week, wasn't looking for a Jeep Commander. Stopped looking for a Cadillac. Just going to put a lot of money in the backyard. I was going to think, you know, putting $5,000 to $10,000 down on a pretty cool car. Or if it was a Commander, just buying it outright. So I said, let's put it in the backyard. I'm getting a Blackstone for my birthday. I'm probably gonna buy a Traeger, buy a gazebo to make like an outdoor kitchen. You know, work on the pool, work on the bar outside. This is gonna be a very cool backyard.
Mm-hmm. Tiki torches. We need tiki torches.
See, I think tiki torches are too early 2000s.
How dare you?
I would. Okay, we'll can talk about that off camera, off microphone. But so even if I'm not buying a car, I always got my eyes and ears open. Sunday night, 6 o'clock after dinner, I'm just perusing through Facebook Marketplace. I have it set to like 40 miles outside of Bristol, Wisconsin. So kind of like towards Janesville, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and North Chicago, that circle. And I look at a lot of Jeeps and like a lot of like Chevy Blazers, stuff like that, 4x4s. And you find these 88 to 2002 Jeep Cherokees. You'll find them with 200,000 miles for about $4,000. And they're normally lifted or they're just kind of beat. Because, you know, people get
clapped
them.
Out,
yeah,
man.
People get them and they froed them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just rusty because it's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I stumble upon one. It's a, well, I thought it was black, but what color would you call that?
Dark burgundy. Like it's a burgundy.
It's a super dark red. The car was dirty, but looked straight. It had a plow on it, which is either a great thing or a horrible thing, because it's, you know, great if it was lightly used, or horrible if it was plowed to death its whole life.
Yeah, frame bent. Ernie!
And I see the car listed for $2,500. So I'm like, there's got to be bad transmission, bad engine, rust,
yeah.
No interior. So there had to be something. Only thing the ad said was bad exhaust. And he said, other than that, everything works.
And exhaust is like the easiest fix.
Yeah, that's something that I can understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, it said pretty straight Wisconsin car, 89, 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just used to plow my driveway the last 5 years. $2,450 was the price. I messaged him, any major problems with the Jeep, any major rust. Because, of course, being a Wisconsin car that old that was used to the plow truck, you can kind of expect a Swiss cheese bottom end.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually took the time, got under the car, sent me pictures of all four corners under the car. I mean, I'm not going to say it's a perfect car, but I'd say for any car in Wisconsin that's 30 years old.
You know, $2,000, you can't be picky.
Yeah, my 2005 4Runner was Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
This car only has 90,000 miles, and the interior is candy.
Mm-hmm.
Or some would say mint. Perfect. So me and my grandpa ate. We get in his Chrysler van and we make the drive out there. I got my dealer plate. I was still working on the drive too, which is wild. Booking deals, slinging equipment. But I get out there. The guy's just getting back. I'm talking to him. And I was like, okay, so tell me about the car. I'm a little bit worried just because it's old and not rusty. He goes, so I bought it from a man who passed away. He worked at GM and only drove this car on the weekends because he had to drive a GM car to and from work. That's just one of their rules. So he only drove this car on the weekends. The man passed away. The current owner, so I'm the third owner. The current owner bought the car for his daughter. She drove it for 1 year and said, I want a little car. I don't want a Jeep. And then for the 4 years following, he only plowed his driveway. The car has not been registered since 2017 because it hasn't left his driveway. He's been filling up with the gas can.
Yeah.
And then I bought it. And you think that's it. I put gas in and start to drive home. Definitely needs exhaust work, but I thought that was the end of it. I get about 25 minutes from here. I'm like, oh, the exhaust is vibrant a little more. Muffler flies off. Not completely. It's dragging along with the car, and I pull over. I don't have any tools. I have a chunk of carpet to lift it with because it's hot and a chain that was in the trunk of the car. So I'm trying to fabricate a new exhaust with these components.
A chain and a piece of carpet.
And gosh, let me tell you guys, the snow has been melting. It is muddy. So I'm rolling around in the mud. Finally get the exhaust back on. My grandpa's like, you think it'll hold? I said, I don't know. I don't really know what else to do at this point. So I make it about a half block down the road before it falls off again. So not very far. I pull out. It comes out. So it didn't work. So at this point, I know I have to get it off. I don't really have any other option. I can't tie it up. There's nothing tied up to with my 1 foot of chain.
Yeah.
So the only tool that I still have is my brain and my steel-toed boots.
Right.
So I get behind that car. And I just start kicking the shit out of this exhaust with my steel toe boots until it falls off the car. So moral of the story is I drove the last 20 miles home, knocked the plow off of it, have a little tear in my boot, but I got a pretty nice Jeep for $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's out there. Jordan, I need more beer, so I need you to tell a story now.
Huh.
I went to work.
Yeah.
Jordan's been doing a really good job. He's been spreading the snow literally all over the yard so it melts.
Yep.
So it's almost.
We need the room.
We need the room. What's your equipment fun fact for the week? What is there something you learned about equipment that you think is awesome that you didn't know before recently? Because there's got to be something. Oh, I know one that really tantalized my taste buds. So a scissors lift, also known as a platform lift, is used to get people to work on ceilings, whether it's HVAC, electric, mechanical, plumbing. So a 19-foot scissor lift, you think it would get you, your arms, 19 feet in the air. It's wrong. Incorrect. It gets the soles of your feet 19 feet in the air, giving you a 25-foot working height.
You didn't know that?
No, this is my first week.
I knew that.
Really hope so, because you were working on them before me. All right. In other news, tonight at 2 a.m., approximately 12 hours after I received my second dose of the COVID-19 vaccination, I might die. 50-50. I'm either going to live or die.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried about it. I hear my grandparents got it. No one got sick from the second one. Parents got it. No one got sick from the second one. I got it. I don't know. I have a bad feeling.
You having a bad feeling because just the way you are, you're going to feel sick because you have a bad feeling.
No, I won't be able to feel the sick like the way this makes you feel sick because you get soreness, chills, like cold sweats. So yeah. I can't make myself feel that.
Hmm. You could.
How? You can't make placebo. Yourself feel sore. No, it's not placebo. It's not placebo. Cough.
You definitely can make yourself feel those things.
I'm an early riser. I feel awesome when I wake up at, 5:50. I feel great enough where I need to go share my joy with Jordan in the morning.
Yeah.
I think when if I'm not up feeling crappy at 2, that'll make me feel good. If I wake up at 5 like a sweat, that's my biggest worry. That's all I know. I'm hoping so. I haven't used a sick day in over 19 months since I started. Oh my God. 21 months since I started Herc Rentals. When am I 2 year?
You'll be fine.
Do you think they're going to get me a cake?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they might. I think that I might have a special surprise for my coworkers that day. Tommy and the Jays. That's what I call you and Jack. And Jordan. And Jake. And Jonah. And Jack. Yeah, actually, more than half of our branch is names for Jay. Jordan, do you think I will survive my COVID vaccination?
I think you're going to live. Oh, boy. You can be just fine there, Bubba.
But I told Jordan if I die, he becomes a homeowner.
I don't want this frat house.
It's not a frat house. This is such a nice... The only frat house...
That was a joke. Stop taking it to heart.
The only frat house thing this house has is two flags and 200 bottles of liquor. But we use all of them, and I'm kind of dwindling it down a little bit. There's a couple...
Yeah, they're going down.
I kind of just want to have, one main
brand.
You
only need so much,
Yeah, there's some stuff I'm starting to move stuff to the freezer. It's almost like we use more stuff on that bottom shelf, all the regular bottles.
Yeah.
You know what I think we're gonna do at the beginning of the next segment?
Oh, that was disgusting.
Yeah, you could have pointed that cannon somewhere else.
Definitely could have.
Maybe we should do a shot of the and I said I wasn't gonna drink too much tonight. But we should do a
grape.
Shot. What?
The UV grape.
No, I'm gonna do the cherry cello.
Ooh, I do that.
Yeah, it's pretty low standard, too. I kind of forget it's there sometimes. We got a dent in the bottle. But I think that's going to wrap up this first one. I'm going to take my last sip. That is a good, hearty Midwestern beer. Jordan thought it was brewed in Wisconsin. St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, it says right on the can.
Yeah. Also about Busch Light. This is kind of booze news, but this is not what they have a fishing can now with the marlin on it.
I saw that.
I think it's only for down south. I don't think it's for up here.
That's bullshit.
Well, but we get the corn can cobs, and we get the hunter cans.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
We get Busch Light apple.
Ooh.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. Hold tight.
And we're live.
All right. So, first of all, like we said in the last segment, we are now going to take shots of my neighbor's homemade cherry cello. Ciao, arrivederci. Meet the ball, espagnette, ravioli, mustard oil.
Gabagoo.
Yeah, if you don't give me that gabagoo on the side, I send it back. Hey, Johnny. You ever seen a Chevy? So this Cherichello fermented with
cherries,
Everclear and cherries. It's about 75
proof. Horsepower.
It's a couple horsepower. All right, cheers, Jordan. I haven't had this in a little bit. I do like it. It's subtle. Tastes like candy.
Mmm.
It needs to be colder, but it's very good.
It's good warm, though. It would be better cold, but... Oh.
I miss the bar so much. So...
Now we can go.
Now we can go. All right, guys. So, don't get too excited, Jordan. We've missed him for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This isn't every week because he still has class, but tonight and tonight only, Sam's Sports Corner is back featuring Sam. All right, let's give him a call. We'll probably talk to him for just another second just because we've missed him. Oh, Sam.
We like Sam.
He is such a sweetheart. And we're calling. It's going to really be sad if he doesn't answer. Yellow. That's what I say.
Goodbye.
Oh, crap. It's like he heard me. Sam?
Hello?
Welcome to your sports corner. Let's hear it.
Welcome.
Sam's sports corner? I haven't heard that name in 12 years. well, sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo is pretty good at basketball. He won the NBA All-Star Game MVP, named after his idol, Kobe Bryant. That was pretty cool. He didn't miss a shot. Kind of like me on out at the bar. I don't miss a shot with the ladies. Ayo.
Ayo.
The Brewers are in spring training right now. And it's also, but they're in Arizona. They're not in Wisconsin. I know all of us like to think that because it hit 65 degrees today, that it's spring, it's not. We're in for a rude awakening in a couple weeks, I guarantee it.
I already took the plow off my teeth. It better not snow.
You better.
Oh, it's going to it is gonna snow like it's never snowed before. And
if I have to put those two pins back on that
say that, Sam.
I don't have it in my feeling. Heart. I don't have it in my
I'm feeling like the black eyed peas. I got a feeling. But
what did you to know, Weather Boy? Okay, we are calling about sports.
That's about all the sports I know right now.
A whole lot of sports going on right now.
Yeah.
The only sports I know are Carroll sports.
All right, Dak Prescott, tell me about it, if you really are a sports guy.
He has a lot more money now than he had 2 days ago.
Yeah, he does. How do you feel about that?
I had this conversation with my roommate, and he doesn't think that he deserved it. And I said, that may be true, but if every quarterback in the league right now was up for contract money, that would be the starting point, you know, and you go up from there. Like, yeah, 160,000 or 160 million for Dak seems like a lot, but all things considered, like, if Aaron Rodgers were to sign a contract today, it would be more than that. You know, it's just the way the market has worked and, like, you know, the value of the dollar in the league.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
yeah, so I found out that my 89 Jeep was – it talked about the value of the dollar. I found out that my 89 Jeep was $24,580 off the showroom in 1989. In today's money, value of the dollar, as you would say, Sam, that's $53,000. How do you feel about that evaluation?
Pee pee poo poo. Final answer.
Okay. Not the right answer. The right answer was, hey, Tommy, your passion for cars is awesome.
Now you own a $50,000 car.
Yeah, basically, I have a $50,000 Jeep. Mm. It's almost like a Hemi Boy SRT.
Go sell it for 50 grand right now.
No, it's got a sentimental value to me already. I told them the story about when the exhaust fell off on the drive home, so.
You're kidding.
No, he told me it was probably going to happen, so if he would have said the exhaust is perfect, ooh, Jordan, let's get that toy from the dog. But yeah, no, Jeep's running good. Sam, maybe next time you come here with your Jeep, we can do a Jeep photo shoot as Jeep guys. Maybe get Sean's Jeep in here, take Jeep bro pics. Maybe we can drive up on each other's fenders.
I just washed my Jeep today. It's shiny now.
Is your Jeep four-wheel drive?
No. It is a city boy car.
Oh, wow. So it seems like Sam's new Jeep is not as cool as my old Jeep. Sam, does your Jeep have leather?
My Jeep has Bluetooth.
Nice.
I don't have that.
Got him on that.
I don't have Bluetooth. Do you have a sunroof?
Eat it. No, I don't.
I don't have a sunroof either. I was just going to be jealous. I like sunroof.
Who needs a sunroof? You can see the sun through all the other windows.
No, I just like to see it. I just like to see how bright my future is. Like, look at the sun with my retinas.
That's called cancer.
No. That's just called migraine headaches.
I guess you could.
All right, Sam, we'll let you go. We just wanted to talk to you for a bit because we miss you. I know you'll have more class, but as soon as you're done, Sam's sports coding will be back in full swing. Can I get a hell ho-ya? Yeah.
Ho-ya!
All right, Sam, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Oh, Sam. All right, who would you pick, Jordan, Sam, or Haley for sports corner?
I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't either. I just want to see what you were going to say. Anyways, how about the fights? You have 52 seconds, go.
52?
Yep.
Well,
50.
We had three title fights this past weekend. What was the first one? First one was Aljamain Sterling versus Piotr Jan. Piotr Jan was kind of dominating the whole entire fight until he had an illegal, he threw an illegal knee.
He knocked him in the head so hard with that knee, he did not know where he was.
That was crazy. He threw an illegal knee to a downed opponent, which disqualified him. So it was kind of like a...
Okay, next fight.
Kind of a weird thing. Next fight was Amanda Nunes against Megan Anderson. Amanda Nunes put her away in the first round, as she does. She's just unreal. And then the main event was Israel Adesanya against John... what's his last name? Blachowicz? I don't know. He's Polish. Israel went up a weight class, so he was kind of a small dog. Went the distance. It went all five rounds.
Okay, next fight.
This is the main event. This is the last fight.
Oh, boy. Snapchatting you to my friends.
Yeah, well.
Have a nice little mustache.
You know, if you would listen once in a while. Went the distance. Jan took the decision, and he kept the title. So it was a great, great night of fights. I will give them that.
Nice.
Had to be there.
Had to be there. Jordan fell asleep on the couch. Lost some money. All right, booze news. So
lost $4.
We all know Crown Royal. It's a Canadian whiskey. You might have seen these on TikToks or just on social media, but they have recently released those canned beverages. They originally released them in New Zealand. And
what?
They're canned beverages. They're Crown Spirits in a can. So they originally released in...
I have not seen those.
Australia, New Zealand, and Europe.
Kiwis.
But now you can start to buy these Crown Cola cans everywhere. They come in the original Whiskey Cola, Whiskey Apple, and Whiskey Peach. All cola flavored varieties. So I think that might be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
6-8%. So might have to do this a little earlier than night so we can have a productive Wednesday.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think that's pretty cool. Let's get into the segment. So, your last meal on Earth, what would it be?
Probably gnocchi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With what? Any meat? Any
meatballs. Sauce? Gnocchi, meatballs, red sauce.
What would you drink with it?
Probably a good red wine.
Nice. I'm kind of Italian. I would
nice Mondavi.
Stop.
Red wine.
Stop. I would do a pizza. Mm-hmm. Half of it would be sausage mushroom. Half of it would be pepperoni jalapeno.
Sausage mushroom. Banger.
Yep. And I would like to have a cooler next to me with, I can't name a beer or a two or three beers, just whatever beer I'm feeling, I can grab and reach it as I eat the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to eat the whole pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to drink four beers. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be bloated. And as I fall asleep, I know that was my last meal.
And then you pass, just go off into the ever yonder.
Yep. And I come back as, well, pigeon.
A pigeon.
No, my second reincarnation is actually, no, it's not an animal.
A cockatiel.
Nope, that's an animal. Technically, we're all animals. Read the book. no, I think my next reincarnation would be like a really just nice person. Just
a cloud?
No. Just
a tree?
Another person. Just
you said it's not a living thing.
An animal. Not an animal. A human. I'd still be a human, but I reincarnate is like the exact opposite. Just like a
human is an animal.
Fine. I'm not going to be a part of, listen, Jordan, you're, stop. I would not be a critter and not be a bird. I would come back as another
you
human.
You would come back as a pigeon or a cockatiel.
No, not that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd either be, no, I'd be a person just.
Okay,
way
so.
Different. Stop, we're talking last meals.
No. Okay, what would the animal be that you would want to be reincarnated as? Like top choice.
Probably a sea turtle.
You think so?
Yeah, they're graceful. They can go on land. They can go on water. People like them.
They live for a long time.
Don't know how I feel about laying eggs, but I guess if I'm a male turtle, I wouldn't be laying too many eggs.
Yeah.
I'd say a sea turtle would be a good option.
You only get one.
You only get one pick. Oh, I'll say a sea turtle.
Okay.
I'd say ocean to explore that we haven't seen, you know?
That's true. That's true.
Although
I don't know if sea turtles go really into the deep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were a sea. Oh, look, your dog's limping for attention again. That's what you think. You're not a sea turtle.
I'd probably go bald eagle, maybe.
Nice. Did you know?
Or maybe a wolf. No, I'll say a wolf.
Oh, my God. Wolf. I would befriend you with a piece of chicken and kill you.
Fuck you.
I would strangle you in your sleep. All right, we have to get into the segment.
Probably a wolf.
All right. So those are our last meals, essentially our favorite foods, and the animals we'd be reincarnated as. But let's do our top three. 3, 2, 1, least favorite foods. Meow, meow, meow.
Mm.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go.
Oh, geez, I was really hoping you were going to go first because I wrote it down, but I wasn't thinking about it.
I can go first.
Okay, you can go first.
This is really hard for me because I really like.
Okay,
everything.
I'll go first. My number three.
I wasn't fucking done talking. Why do you do that? You interrupt all the time. I like a lot of things, so this is hard for me. One of my least favorite things is I like olives, but like a bad olive is really bad.
I don't know what that is.
Some green olives can be bad. It's just a preference thing, I guess.
All right. Well, okay. So Jordan loves olives, but that's his third least favorite. Okay. My third least favorite.
Black olives I hate.
Oh,
green
I
olives
hate
I
black
like.
Olives, but that doesn't make it on the list. So I like a tomato on a sandwich. I love a fried green tomato.
Yeah.
Love a BLT.
Mm-hmm.
So basically a sliced normal tomato.
Right.
Heirloom tomatoes, great.
On
in
burgers?
A salad. Perfect. Love one on a burger.
Okay.
Do not like cherry tomatoes.
Interesting.
Do not.
Those are one of my favorites.
If it's in my salad, I'll either cover it in sauce and swallow it whole or not eat it.
Yeah. I love cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, I hate them.
What's my second one?
Yeah, your second one. Singing in the rain.
I wasn't prepared for this.
It's a good one. I'm ready for them. Do you know what your first one is, though?
Yeah, I do know what my first one is, for sure.
You want to hand me that? No, that's mine. Just next one over.
You didn't put your phone on silent.
It's a work phone, though. Sorry.
Oh,
gosh, it's Jonah. Jeez Louise.
My second favorite would
probably... Least favorite.
Second least favorite.
Man. This is bad for radio.
This is bad for radio.
Fruits, vegetables, things in restaurants. Kind of sandwich. Pizza topping. I already got mine all figured out.
I know my one, but I don't... I like
Go to and come back to you. All right. My next favorite. I think this vegetable doesn't deserve to be a vegetable. I don't think... Only recently it's found a home, but it needs to be mixed with other things. But this thing plain, even on pizza, in both green and red colors, green and red bell pepper, I don't think it serves a purpose.
Well, you're wrong, but...
It's not good on pizza. It ruins pizza.
No.
Okay, well, it's my second least favorite food, not your second. I just don't like it on anything.
You interrupted me. I can interrupt you.
You told me to go.
Okay.
So now, are you ready for your second? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, I can't go to my first with those.
I'm not a huge fan of carrots.
Oh, what about cooked carrots? You hate that? They're I hate cooked carrots, but love fresh carrots.
Yeah, see, no, I... It's one thing that I'm like, eh, I don't really like.
Now I'm trying to think of something around the house that you don't like. You like pizza, chicken tenders, mac and cheese, hot dogs, sausages, bratwurst. Is there kind of meat you don't like, you can't stand?
No.
You don't like super spicy things, but you like spicy. Okay, so you go to a Chili's or an Applebee's. What's the one thing on the menu you see it just gives you the shivvies?
Nothing like grosses me out though. Like I, when I was a kid, I used to hate cheese.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like I hated cheese.
I'll let that be your second, just because you hate it so long.
Eat it,
and you still don't eat a ton of it. You love mac and cheese, but I still don't see you. Like you can see me snacking on a block of cheese.
No, like I will never eat. You'll never eat. See me eat like just a plain slice of cheese, like plain, like raw.
Oh.
Like if it's on a sandwich, I love it, but...
Oh, see, I'm all for that cheese. I'll eat a block of cheese, like an apple.
Mm-mm.
Crack a cold one. I'll do cheese as your salt. I'll say straight cheese is your second favorite.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
I just like it on every, like, I like it on, like, I'll order cheeseburgers. Yeah. I'll never order a regular burger. I used to.
Huh.
I know, it's weird.
Okay, Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
All right. My... Number one, least favorite food. Didn't like it as a kid. Didn't like it now. It accompanies one of my favorite foods. But I hate celery.
Fuck you. That was what I was going to say. Celery is my least favorite thing in the entire world. We can go in.
So let me tell you why I hate it first. I don't care. And I can't even have it with peanut butter. But you can dip it in ranch. You can dip it in your wing sauce. Okay, look, here's the letdown of a lifetime. When you get a buffalo chicken pizza or flatbread or any buffalo chicken food, and they put or chicken salad or egg salad, if you put celery in any of that, and I crunch into flakes,
forget about it.
Forget about it. Damn, Jordan.
Forget about it.
Oh, but if you put celery in anything, ruined. Straight ruined. Celery with wings, ruined.
Ruined.
Ruined. Ruined. Ruined.
I hate it. The flavor. People say there isn't a flavor to celery.
Oh, there's a flavor.
There's a flavor.
And the flavor is floss. Because it flosses your teeth. And gets stuck in your teeth as you eat it.
It's gross. The texture is gross. When my mom used to give me the peanut butter on the celery, I'd just lick the peanut butter off and throw it out the window. Throw the celery out the window.
And you thought no one would ever see it. Yeah, I can't do it with peanut butter, but I ants on a log. But I hate celery.
Yeah.
We have the same least favorite food.
I hate celery with a passion.
Wow.
Like you put it in like chili or like
not soups.
Or like pasta salads. Like, no. Or potato salad. Throw it away. Throw the whole potato salad away.
So I did foods this week for a reason. I don't know if we brought it up last week or not, but we got a question.
You know what else I don't like? Raisins.
I don't agree. But unless they're gin soaked. We got a write in this week because I don't know if I brought it up last week or not. Maybe I brought it to a friend because this was from a friend. But we're calling this segment Beer It or Fear It. We'll bring it up. We'll tell you what we think about it. And we'll say Beer It that we're all in
Beer is thumbs good. Up.
Yep.
Feared is thumbs down.
Is no. And I have it in front of me. I'm not going to say the name, and I'll leave specific details out. But basically,
I'm prepared.
Yep. Hey, guys. I do not like hard-boiled eggs. I'm not a fan of egg salad. But as far as a hot cooked egg, I loved it. What are your thoughts on hard-boiled eggs?
You want me to go?
I'll beer it. I eat them all the time.
Oh, I love them.
I'll put mayo on them.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put mustard on them. I'll put hot sauce on them. I will put
salt and pepper with some hot sauce.
Ooh. You know what I really like?
Good.
You know what gets me excited?
Good protein snack.
Tahini on a hard-boiled egg.
Never had that. That sounds good.
It's tasty. Yeah, I'll beer that one. Jordan, you too?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely beer it. Speaking of beer it, last sip for me. Yours gone too? It doesn't sound gone.
Love hard-boiled eggs.
You're kind of going slow on the bush lattes. I'm kind of surprised about that.
Well, I had a few before the podcast.
You had one.
I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, Jordan. Gone yet? One more sip. One more sip, Ski. One more sip, Rooney. One more sip, Johnny. Gone. All right, guys. We'll be right back. 2, 1, go.
We're live.
Your headphones weren't even on.
Now they are.
All right, so Busch Light.
Ooh, did you hear that? Because I heard it.
Oh gosh! It just you look at the mountains and you
synchronicity.
Say, look at those mountains and you say, I want to go to the Wisconsin Dells and make 18 of these on a lake. All I want to
do—that's the best beard there ever was.
Yeah, all I want to do. Picture this. Don't get too excited.
I'm listening.
We have this Jeep now.
Mm-hmm.
We have jet skis.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put the jet skis behind the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to put like 4 cases of Busch Light on the roof rack.
Okay.
And I want
maybe a keg of Busch Light.
Man, I don't know if that roof wants to support a keg.
True. Okay.
I don't agree with that. Yeah. I'll say the back, maybe. Maybe. Distributed correctly.
No. Cases would be better.
There's a full trunk with a payload of 800 pounds. Maybe we should just put it in the trunk.
Yeah.
Either way, Jeep with the jet skis, put the jet skis in, load up like under the seat with tons of cans of beer. So it needs to be cans.
Mm-hmm.
And then just drive the jet skis to an island and boom. Yes, drive the jet skis to an island, get them up on the sand, take out the chairs that I didn't tell you we were packing, but I have.
Mm-hmm.
Sit on a beach with the cooler, my hooked cooler. I don't know how we're getting that on the jet skis, so that kind of defeats the purpose. But just each delete like 12 to 18 beers while fishing all day.
You know, I would say I'm completely down, but I think you know my answer already.
Are you torqued?
I am completely torqued. Fully torqued.
So I just looked at the toaster.
The
behind you.
Yeah.
I put a piece of toast in there this morning and just left. I see it sticking out of the toaster now.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. You said this morning, I kind of want a piece of toast. And I was like, geez, he's putting in a piece of toast this late? Like...
And then
you left before me. I forgot about that.
I was hungry.
Yeah.
And I was worried because my mom and dad said, actually eat today before you take this. Because I'm a little guilty of not eating a lot sometimes. So I actually ordered Wendy's breakfast Baconators today.
Yeah, you didn't order me any.
Okay, can I tell you something? I don't know if I can say this on the podcast.
I don't.
I almost ordered you one, too.
I would have paid for it.
No, it's not the money.
Then you got to order everyone else in the shop.
So if I gave you one and not everyone else in the shop.
Why do you think everyone in the shop hates salesmen?
Okay. I get them lunches pretty often. Because I have to submit these expenses. It's not just, like, free.
Everyone would have paid for it, though. It's just a thought that counts, saying, hey, does anyone else want a sandwich?
We really don't have a sales meeting, though. And you guys, as you were saying, we're so busy, I didn't want to bother you. I don't know. I didn't like eating that. But like
Was it good, though? I don't think I've had their breakfast bacon.
Breakfast egg, sausage patty, double bacon, like a Baconator, and Swiss cheese sauce.
Okay.
I put Cholula on it that I keep in my truck at all times. I didn't share with anyone else.
I got a bottle of Cholula in the fridge.
Yeah, Jonah used it this morning.
That motherfucker. Jonah, I'm coming for you.
Hey, leave him alone. He has arthritis. But they're okay, but they're over $5 for a breakfast sandwich.
Ooh, yeah.
Like a sausage egg McMuffin is like $3. I think that's a good breakfast sandwich.
Right.
Anyways, Busch Light, we're talking about it now. So
I'm just kidding, Jonah. You're allowed to eat my Cholula.
You're allowed to eat my sauce. So I've drinking Busch Light in a lot of places, bars, restaurants, beaches, boats, boutiques.
I'm drinking it everywhere, man.
Not everywhere, because we're talking about Busch Light. Honestly, if Busch would sponsor us, I would drink these every Tuesday. Unfortunately, they are already intertwined with another company.
Podcast.
Call it. That's a whole company. You Betcha Media. But places it is not acceptable to drink Busch Light. You go first.
Church.
That was my first one. But my second one, funeral.
Funeral.
During the ceremony.
See, now,
after the ceremony.
But we're just saying, like, places it's unacceptable to drink, period. Not a place.
No. Trust me. Just not Busch Light.
Why?
Just keep going and I'll get into it.
Okay. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to order Busch Light at a fancy restaurant.
I saw your Facebook thing today, and they're like, no, we don't. We have Budweiser. Not the same!
No, it's not the same. We want a Busch Light. Probably fancy restaurants. Trying to order Busch Light.
Okay. I've done this before just for people's Snapchats because they've asked me to do it, but going to, like, a fancy brewery in, like, Milwaukee or even Kenosha now and ordering a Busch Light, not acceptable.
They look at you like,
We have a blonde hair, blue eyes,
cranberry,
flying purple blonde ale. Yeah. Like, oh, well, no. Esther, you're next.
Oh, man. Easter Sunday? Although,
no.
I probably have drank
no, that's Busch Light on Easter that's Sunday. That's okay. Just not at church. You got to think inside the box, actually. You're thinking too broad right now.
Wow. Thank you. I can hear your feet tapping.
Sorry.
Huh.
Okay, I'll go next. In your truck after you got a car accident, it was sitting next to you. See, that's what
after you get a DUI.
Yeah, after and you crack one open.
After you crash your car into your parents' garage. Very specific.
I've never done that.
Yeah, me neither.
All right. Yeah, that's not a good time to drink. But, I'll say in Quick Trip, you pull a tall boy out of the cooler. Not okay.
At work.
All right.
I've done not at the job I'm at now, but I have done that in the past.
At the car lot I used to work at, we'd have a beer. Not anywhere else but there. Can I think of anywhere else? Before a sales meeting. Don't do that. Okay. Now, before we move into a little bit more of a funnier subject, what is your second favorite light beer?
If they don't have Busch Light, I'll usually order a Bud Light or a Miller Light. They're kind of similar, but they're not at the same time. But probably Bud Light.
So not for me. Bud Light would probably third. I still will always love Coors Light. It's what I started on. Mm-hmm. I do love Coors Light. I love watching the mountain go from blue. I'd probably say Coors Light. I'm trying to think of another light beer that I kind of enjoy, but your dog is already fishing for a vomit with that much water.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going to happen? You think he's going to throw up on your bed tonight?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I'm actually okay if he throws up on your bed tonight, because when I hear you go change your sheets at 2-3 in the morning, if I'm sick.
It's hilarious.
No, then I have someone to talk to if I'm sick. Jordan, help. I'll roll out of my room just covered in sweat and be like,
and I'll be covered in dog vomit.
I'll be like, hey, do you want to watch a movie? All right. So you say Bud Light.
Yeah, probably Bud Light. I'm not a huge fan of Coors. Like, I'll drink it 100%.
I like, that's like a hot summer beer. That's what I like on a boat. Don't like Liney's Light. I wish I did, because that's like my favorite like light beer can. It's like that white
with blue. Cool. It is a cool
can. I love that. It's not light, though. It's got 108 calories, like 4 or 5 carbs.
Oh, wow.
So if you drink 10 of them throughout the day, it's another.
That's a whole meal.
It's a whole other beer. But I can't think. I like Corona Light a couple times a year.
Mm.
Michelob Ultra, no. Like Michelob Ultra, though.
I like those, yeah. I like those. But I'd order a Bud Light or Busch Light before Michelob.
Yeah. The Hate Heineken Light, that was a...
Oh, that was garbage.
That was a toss. You know what I wish they had, like, a spotted...
Bless you.
I wish they had, like, a spot... I wish they had, like, a Spotted Cow Light. Spotted Cow's heavy.
It is heavy, yeah. I can't drink them all night. No. Like, I know a few people that can, but...
That's, like, my, like, go-to lunch beer. Like, I love, like, a greasy cheeseburger and cheese curds with a Spotted Cow.
Or, like, with a dinner or something, yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, a restaurant beer. And you're not trying to get yoked, but you're just trying to have a tasty beer.
Right.
I'm going to go with Coors Light, I think, for that. Yeah. I can't really... Nothing else really comes to mind.
I'll stick with Bud Light.
Nice. All right. Places you have not drank a Busch Light or any light beer for that matter yet.
Work.
Deal.
That shouldn't count. I haven't drank a Busch Light. I shouldn't say yet because I won't do that.
What were you going to say?
Driving.
So I was going to say that. So when I go visit my girlfriend in Missouri, you can drink a beer when you're driving.
Yeah.
In that county.
It's just you can't be drunk while you're driving.
You can only have two.
Right.
But so like I will ask that. I still won't drive.
Yeah.
So she'll be driving. I'll be like, I'm going to go into the store, even if it's in the middle of the day, and get just like even like an 18-ounce can, like not even a tall boy. Just to drink it.
Just to
do it. Passenger or driver.
Yeah. That's cool.
I don't know. But what I was going to say was Fiber T-Tops off, good music, and Pit Vipers while drinking a Busch Light or anything. Damn. Yeah. That's legendary. Probably with like a red, white, blue tank top.
Oh, yeah.
I have perfect tank top dad bod right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're next.
On a lawnmower. Never drink a Busch Light on a lawnmower.
I have. Yeah. Coors Light. Because I had that riding lawnmower in college.
Oh, yeah.
I would cut the lawn at 8 a.m. and I wouldn't care. I don't care if it was 6 at night or 8 in the morning. I would take a Coors Light with me. And every time someone walked by, I'd pick up the beer and do this. Just because I thought it was the funniest thing in the world, mowing my lawn. But no. And unfortunately, maybe I should install a cup holder on our
lawnmower. I never owned a riding lawnmower, so it's just never been. I've never drank a beer while riding a lawnmower. So,
so I was going to buy one for this house.
Yeah. You don't really need
it. If that swing set, fire pit, and pool was not there, I'd buy
then
one.
Yeah.
But it's too hard to maneuver a riding lawnmower on all that stuff.
You get one of them zero turns.
No, because then at that point, it's so big. It's like storing a car.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm really happy having the lawnmower I have. It's a Husqvarna.
Husqvarna.
I think I might get one of those like little cup holders and
from like AutoZone.
Yeah, and screw it onto the thing.
You could.
Yeah, I would do that maybe. Yeah, all right, so you said mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kind of one up you a little bit. I'm gonna say snow blowing.
Yeah, I've never done that either.
I could definitely do that. Or even like I definitely want to have a beer next time I snow blow. You know, you get the things down, you just hold the beer, and you walk behind it, and it's going slow. Yeah, so I'll say snow blowing. You're next.
Never had a... Honestly, I don't think I've ever had a beer while on a boat. I don't think that's ever happened.
I got really close to the camera for this one. I heard the mic and the microphone. I just want to take a minute because Jordan's never had a beer on a boat. I'm very upset about it. So everybody, if you could just take 12 seconds
moment of silence.
To pour one out for Jordan for never having a beer on a boat.
I don't think I have.
Go. Okay, we're back.
I've definitely had beers like on beaches, but not I don't know same. If I...
Well, yeah, because we did it out here last
yeah,
summer.
Yeah, of course. I just don't know if I've ever had a beer on a boat. I'm trying to think.
Well, now it's super nice, Jordan, because it's hard because when you launch a boat or a jet ski, you almost always have to pull it out of the water.
Right. And when you're
yeah,
a couple, two, three, 12 beers deep.
The last thing I want to be doing is backing a trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially if I'm behind a Jeep, that sounds like a NASCAR.
Yeah.
You started out with this. Yeah, but yeah, so we're going to change that this summer for sure. Yeah. I'm very upset about that.
I don't think, I'm just trying to think. Because I'm kind of stunned that I haven't either.
You went north? I guess you weren't 21 yet.
So. Exactly. Whenever we were up north for that time period, I wasn't even 18. So yeah. I was like,
We'll change it this summer. Because
actually, I have had a beer on a boat. I have.
I feel like you've had to do with us. Even.
I have. With.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So I haven't brought this up yet, and it might come as a surprise to you.
Okay.
But there's someone in this house, and it's not you or Ernie. That's been looking at boats.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to guess who it is. It's not the fish.
Oh.
Down Ernie.
Tommy?
It's me. Yeah.
So you're going to buy a Jeep and then a boat instead of... I don't blame you.
Yeah. I don't know if it happened this year, but it's out there. I don't know if it's something I'm going to pull behind that Jeep. I like it, that Jeep.
Well, I tell you what.
Okay. Tell me.
You get a cheap little... Not like a crazy bass boat. I got a motor in my
garage. I'm going to... It'll be something I'll take a payment on. Like a three, oh, okay. I'll take
so
a 3-year loan.
Okay, so
five
you're
grand
like
out.
A decent boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It comes to the time where I am because I love the water. We spend time up
boats
north.
Boats are money pets.
Yeah, so are everything else I own, though, you know.
That's true.
Of course, just as much as cars.
I don't know about that.
My cars are. But, yeah, I'll get a boat soon. Let's each do one more. So you said on a boat. You started or did I start?
I don't remember.
Okay, so this is going to be sad, but also going to make you happy.
Okay.
I have not had a Busch Light in the pool in my backyard. Yeah.
Me neither.
I guess we'll kind of wrap it at that one.
Yeah.
Because that, I...
That is soon to come.
Oh God, I was already trying...
Month
to,
or two away.
I was already trying to walk on the ice. But it didn't work. Made it one step, fell through. But no, that'll be fun this summer. Because if this summer I get home, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock and it's 75, 80 degrees, I'm putting on my swimsuit. I'm going to go in that pool.
I might not even put on my swimsuit. I might just drop to my skivvies.
Well, okay. But I'm going to go out there and have a couple, two beers.
Yeah.
Bring out the speaker or the cooler. If I'm already going to friggin' have, oh, you know what I am going to build?
What's that?
Because I'm not going to put a deck around the pool because there's just not enough space
no.
where the house is. I'm going to build a wooden shelf to put the cooler up so it's at level with the pool.
Good idea.
That's all you need.
Good
That's
idea.
All you need.
Yeah.
That is going to be the best backyard ever.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
You don't even mean to build something. Just throw a couple 5-gallon buckets and build up a little
that
shelf.
We'll have to see how tall it is, I guess.
That was disgusting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you gotta aim that can, right? We'll be right back, guys, for the last segment. It's going to be a good one.
Yellow.
Yeah, we're back. You guys think could only be a second. It was like 90 minutes. We were talking about work, our bowel movements, and everything in between.
What's in between that?
Driving home.
Oh. All
right. You know what's kind of a drag, especially with your dog? Walking them.
Yeah.
Not a good walker. Have you ever walked your dog?
He's a great walker.
No.
Yeah.
No, if he hears a bird, he barks and pulls and screams.
He's a damn near bird dog. He loves birds.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about walking him. So, but also my little dog
is a peacock, and you need to let him fly.
Well, he tried to jump and bite my arm the other day because he didn't like how I was walking.
Try and bite your arm.
Well, he tried to
stop that.
Kiss my arm then with his mouth.
No, stop it.
But regardless, walking dog, I mean, my old Shih Tzu was not a good dog to walk. Probably because he was so little and I probably walked him too hard.
Maybe.
Because I'd walk him a mile. That's a lot of walking for a little
dog
like that.
For a little stubby leg,
yeah. But walking dogs can be a pain. You got to train them. You got to do them. And then even once you train them, they see another dog, another person. Sometimes cars trigger dogs.
Yeah.
What are the top, just what do you hate about walking a dog, I guess?
Picking up the poop.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sucks, but you can't get away from that.
I hate when a dog sees a puddle, mud, grass, other poop that he wants to get at it. Running it, spinning it.
Yeah.
Rolling it, eat it.
That's what I want to do.
Your dog is a proponent of eating other things' poop.
No.
Oh, yeah. Rabbit poop, dog poop.
Oh, rabbit poop.
My
yeah.
poop. What?
He's with me, he's never even came close to eating other dog's poop.
I was just walking him on the back road, the gravel road.
Yeah.
He went after some dog poop like it was a Thanksgiving bowl of stuffing.
Well, we're going to have a talk about that.
We're going to. I don't even know where. Oh, he fell asleep. Good boy.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. My biggest problem with walking your dog, and probably because it's me, not you, when he sees another person or a dog, he goes ballistic.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Not good. Not bueno.
No, it's not good. But with me, like, I'll say, like, because I can see him before he does. If I see him, I'll say, Ernie, you know. Settle down, and he'll be fine. You
I
just
kind of
got
to
like you have. Yes, no.
He will not sit for me on a walk.
No, you just need to like preemptive strike him and say, you know, Ernie.
So what I do now is I walk him with his walking collar, the leather one, and the shock collar.
Yeah,
and he was very much better the last time.
Did you walk him with the harness?
He doesn't have a harness.
Did I leave that at my parents?
Yeah, he doesn't have a harness here.
Okay.
So I put the collar. He chokes a lot. And that makes me sad.
Yeah. That.
I wish there was a harness here. I'd walk him way more. Because right. he'd probably run with me, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
He would.
Oh, yeah, he would. He's ran with me.
Yeah, I will do that with him. But with that collar, I feel bad because I don't like to pull him because he chokes.
Yeah.
But also, he'll try to pull away from me and then he chokes.
Yeah.
So I'd say, yeah.
I'll grab that harness.
All right.
I didn't know we didn't have it.
So there's a lot of issues with walking dogs. It's got to be improved. You know what I say we do? Say we make it better.
Make it better.
So let me paint you the initial picture. You have a dog like Ernie. Ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little naughty. Wants to walk either faster, slower, or not at all. So you're walking down the street. He's pulling. He stops. He's pulling. He stops. Runs into the grass. Comes back. We need to make this better.
We need to make it better.
You want to start or you want me to start?
I'm just trying to think of a leash other than the ones that, like, the retractable ones. Like, you can do them. Those are pretty good. But, you know, I don't know how you would make that better.
Okay, so that's a good place to start.
A smart retractable car? Kind of.
So, yeah, I want one that
where it
almost
feels them going, like,
yep,
too far off the sidewalk. And it like auto
I would give him like a foot. So the dog knows that it can pull 6 feet away, but it starts to build tension as they get at that.
Build tension. That would be.
And then
yeah,
starts to pull them back.
Instead of just like a free rein and then just a sudden stop. Just
yeah,
like a slow.
Okay. So I like that.
Yeah.
So you know how there's shock collars and they beep?
Mm-hmm.
So I want a shock collar instead of the beep. You record your voice saying a command. So even when they get away from you, it's like because it's right behind their ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says like their name.
Yeah, but they can hear you.
Yeah, but if it's right there and every time it does like that certain feet away,
that's
Ernie. And I think that worked pretty well. So at this point, we are at a smart leash with a voice commanded collar. Make it better.
A little bag that hangs by their butthole so you don't have to pick up poop.
That's probably way more simplified than my idea.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's already been invented by horses.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going for, but I don't know if they really do that for dogs.
So what I will, okay, I'm going to make it better.
Make it better.
Okay, so at this point, we're out of a smart leash.
Yeah.
I want the smart leash to have a hopper on it. And as the dog poops, because you don't want, because either way, though, this dog's going to have to walk the whole way with a bag of poop hanging off. But that's, I don't think that's good for me or the dog, because you're probably going to smell it. So with the smart leash, once it poops, you hit a button. The hopper drops down on a rope like the leash. You lift the scoop. You walk it over. It closes the scoop. Like almost like a crane with a clamp.
Yeah.
Clamps it, brings it, and then the hopper brings it back up. It's sealed in its plastic case.
Yeah. There you go.
Make it better.
Maybe, like, if I'm thinking of, like, if you're running with your dog, so. And they kind of.
Let's just keep it walking for now.
No.
Okay, but now we're going to have to go back to.
If they kind of. Because they kind of already have it where, like, you can attach the dog leash to, like, your chest.
Yeah.
But have, like, a little Roomba-type thing follow you where it's hooked up to the leash so you don't have anything hooked up to you. I don't know.
I think you made it worse. I think you made it more complicated.
Maybe. Maybe I did.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Make it better then, Tommy.
I am. My next thing is called doggy blinders.
Okay.
So for
horse blinders.
No, different. They're always on. I like the dog to see what's going on, especially when you're running out here. But I need something just to sense that when the dog is looking at another person or a dog, and it feels its heartbeat increase. It
shuts off.
It just feels that feel. So they can still see, but, you know, it follows them around. It's doggy blinders. And it's not even like sunglasses. It's just this little thing that goes their head and drops. Shows. Yep, just drops.
Huh.
So we're at smart leash with poop hopper and doggy blinders.
Doggy blinders.
Make it better.
Hiring another person to walk your dog.
No, it's your dog. So
give him some storage space on him for some beer cans. How about that?
I feel like this could almost be an addition to the smart leash. So it's got the retractable.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Your handle.
Fine. I like this idea. So
cup
you got the
maybe.
Handle. Yep. You got the poop hopper.
Yeah.
You got a cup holder.
Yeah.
And on the right side, I'll make it better. Very powerful flashlight for nighttime walking.
There
so
you go.
Literally, it's almost like a small. Like work bag,
mm-hmm.
cup holder, flashlight, poop hopper.
That gets heavy though. That's where the Roomba comes in.
You can't have another contraption follow you. How is that Roomba going to be powered?
Magic.
No, see.
Fairy dust.
No, because I don't think it'd be any heavier than having a flashlight and a beer in this hand and a collar in this hand. So if I could have that all in this hand and just be walking, that's fine.
Yeah.
So I'll make it better. Even though I added the flashlight, I'll continue to make it better. So remember how I instilled the doggy blinder headband?
Mm-hmm.
So every time, because a big thing that annoys me is even after the dog has done all their business, the first 5 minutes of the walk, I'm okay with the dog doing all their business.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, the dog just kind of doesn't want to walk with you. It wants to literally sniff every 2 feet. So instead of a doggy blinder, it's almost like, not like the... The fishing pole with the carrot. Not like the fishing pole with the carrot for like the horse, but
yeah.
Something that'll instill the dog
just
to
keep them going.
Just to keep them going.
You know what I feel like fixes all of this?
Dog treadmill.
A well-trained dog.
Well, we don't have that. And we're trying to sell something to the masses. So I think how we're making it better is called the smart leash.
Yeah.
So it comes with a doggy blinder. It's not a doggy bone. What I think I wanted to do is on this doggy blinder. Instead of anything, you know, like they have like the snap spectacles and Snapchat glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So from now, what I realized is the dog is going to have some cute goggles on for the walk.
Okay.
Its home is the leash, just like our AirPods are. The home is the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's.
I'm following.
Home on the smart leash. You got your beer. You got your flashlight. You got your poop hop. It's, and you have your controller to turn on the doggy blinders, which is just this little headband. It's really cute. You can pick it in your color or your pattern.
Yeah.
Size. So when there's another dog, it'll drop it so it can't see in its line of vision.
Yeah.
But also when it feels scared after it drops it and shows it like.
So he just gets right back on
it. Right back on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
We're millionaires. We're millionaires in training.
Called the smart walker. Can you make it better? I can't, but I'm going to see if you go first.
Maybe a, instead of like the little carrot on the leash, every time he does something good.
This is in the spectacles though.
Right. Every time he does something good, it just kind of like pops a treat in front of him.
I don't know.
Dogs are very food.
They are, but now we're just making more poop. It's like that TikTok. I'm making piss. Well, now we're making poop, so it's like defeating all purpose.
Okay.
So this is going off
my. I guess all my ideas suck.
They don't suck. They just they
need work.
They just create more problem than solution. So remember, I was talking about dogs running through puddles and mud and stuff.
Yeah.
So as you also have the headband goggle thing, you also have a little, because dogs don't like shoes.
Correct.
Or booties or anything. So you have the four little wristbands. Oh, he's taking a pee. He's taking a pee mid-segment. All right. I don't know if I should. Jordan, this is a really good idea. And I kind of. Oh, my God. I can hear you peeing. We can't be doing this in the middle of a segment. It just. It's got to wait. It's only been 12 minutes and 30 seconds since your last pee. What? At least aim for the side of the toilet. Didn't sound like it. So I need someone to this idea. All right. So this is almost like an Iron Man-esque idea, but it's more of a way simplified.
Iron Man-esque?
Yeah. So you have the headband on the head that just
controls. I still don't believe you that mic picked up my pee.
It didn't. I was just messing
up. Okay, cool.
I was trying to freak you out. But so like you have the headband for the vision.
Yeah.
You have four little wristbands. And when it senses moisture, it just drops almost like a quick, almost like saran wrap around the foot so the dog's feet don't become a mess.
Mm.
And they just quick retract back.
Yeah, but the dogs like that. They like getting muddy.
Oh, no, here we go with the hiccups. So, you think it's okay?
Yeah, they like that.
As a homeowner, if that has a dog living here rent free, I don't like that.
He never has muddy paws.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my God.
And I have a way that he does a good job though. So when I get off from work, I always take him out. When I come back in, he has mud on his paws. I tell him to sit. He's still so excited. So he like spins around me like 10 times and gets all the mud off his paws.
Yeah.
But if we could eliminate that, it'd make it easier for both of us because he can just run in the house.
Call a towel.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But I don't. I'm just thinking. We got paws covered, eyes covered, poop covered. We got every orifice covered.
Yeah.
Can we make it better? Or did we just finish?
I don't know, man. I feel like there's not a whole lot wrong with walking a dog
That's why I was funny. But I think I'm gonna call it the smart walk. Is this fully compatible leash? Basically, it's a small iPhone for a brain.
All right.
But it Bluetooths to all the stuff.
Yeah.
So
plays music. Dog can listen to doggy music.
You can Bluetooth or plug in headphones to it for you.
Mm. All
right. I'm gonna just make it better.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
Because some people really take their dogs on long runs.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to put a small screen on it with navigation.
Ooh.
Person experience, dog experience. I think I made it best.
Level 10.
Can you make it better? I think I made it best.
I pretty much tapped out two times.
That's a good point. I kept going. I'm going to take my last sip of beer. All right. So next week, my girlfriend will be joining us. Haven't seen her in a few weeks. Really miss her. She's super cool. kind of a doctor. Her request was any kind of cider boys. Me and Jordan perused the website. I don't know what's going to be at our store because we don't buy much cider boys. Jordan said maybe peach, raspberry, or blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
If they have those, I'll buy them.
Yeah.
But I'll get some kind of cider boys. We'll do four of those next week.
I don't really care.
It'll
just sound decent.
But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Kate, send in a beer to Fear It. We'd be happy to read it out. You can get our opinion on it.
Or a beer that you want us to drink.
Ooh, Johnny. Yeah, I'm good with that too. But otherwise, give us a like on Facebook. Follow our Instagram. Rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It makes me happy. Does it make you happy?
Me?
Yeah, who else am I talking to?
Of course it makes me happy.
That's what I like to hear. All right, guys, I hope I make it through the night with this vaccine. But other than that, we will see you next week. Jordan, say bye.
You're going to be fine.
Jordan, say bye.
You're going to live.
Jordan, say bye.
Goodbye.